Good evening, brothers and sisters. It's great to be back, back with you in Coleraine. Thank you to Colin and Mr. Higginson for the invitation to come along here tonight to share what God is doing out there in the lands of Belarus and into Ukraine. Colin's been a wonderful help since we got to know him, such a blessing in many different ways. And we just want to say thanks, brother, for all the help that you've been. You can see that we've got some foreigners with us tonight, not only Scots ones. We've got Sasha from Ukraine. Sasha is the headmaster of the Beginning of Wisdom Christian School in Kharkov in Ukraine. Kharkov's a city of about 2 million people, and Sasha's the headmaster of the only Christian school in that large place. So pray for him, because lots of opposition to the gospel through the Russian Orthodox Church in different places like that there. Not too long ago, the government or the education department asked Sasha to come along and start to teach Christian ethics within the state schools. So that alone was a miracle. Only God can open doors like that there. And already headmasters, headmistresses are beginning to be saved. I want you to pray for the knock-on effect or the ripple effect of that as teachers are saved and they start to take it home to their own families, that more precious souls will come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only is Sasha preaching the gospel, not only are people being saved, but Sasha's been able to stand aside and sort of direct the school now because he has a new headmistress. One of the souls that was saved, one of the headmistresses that was saved in the Russian Orthodox state schools has now took over as a born-again believer and is now headmistress within the Beginning of Wisdom Christian School. So it's great for Sasha to be able to do that and stand aside. And then we have Sasha. Sasha doesn't speak too much English. His English is a bit like my Russian, a wee bit hopeless, so it is. But we've got the best translator in all of Ukraine with us tonight. And Lesya has been a great, great blessing since we met her 12 years ago. And you'll really enjoy her translation tonight. The Lord called me into this work 12 years ago. I was born into a Roman Catholic family in Scotland and grew up there with family who had alcohol problems and so on. Joined the army, that's why I'm here. Joined the army, came over here in 1974, finished in the army here, out of the frying pan, into the fire, joined the RUC, and for the next 24 years worked in the police, guarded Mr. Paisley for 18 of those years, looked after him and his family, and then I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ after a horrible life that I had led. The Lord Jesus Christ came into my life, and praise the Lord, he changed me. Everybody else tried to change me. My parents tried to change me. My wife tried to change me. All failed. But when the Lord touches you, he doesn't fail. And praise his name, he changed me. And that's why we're here tonight, because of the Lord, because of God, in my life and in the lives of our brothers here tonight. I'm only going to speak for another 5 minutes, and then I'm going to pass it on to Sasha, because Sasha has a report to tell you, and I know that you're going to be blessed through it, and you're going to be challenged through this report. But before I show you it, I want to just say thank you very much to the church, because I know that you have been helping in many ways. Many of you have been praying for the work. Many of you have been supplying lots of boxes, Christmas shoe boxes for the orphans out there in Belarus. And I want to tell you, you've no idea the blessing that you have been to lots of little children. And then more recently, through toothpaste and soap and all the different things that were needed. And I'll come to that wee bit on the presentation, and I'll show you that. But first, let's just go and have a wee look. That's the children that you were helping last year. And I have to say thank you so much, because you really were a tremendous blessing. You know, you think it's only a tiny box to you. But see, to these children who don't have any family, they don't have anyone who helps them in this way, you have become a huge blessing in the life of lots of little orphans out there in Belarus. And that's the children receiving the boxes that you provided. That's one wee girl with a wee blow thing, blowing the ball in there. And she spent hours with it, so she did. I don't know where she got the energy and the puff to keep blowing at that. But she had a great time through that. And that's Jacqueline sitting down with that wee tight. The box is bigger than that little girl nearly. But you know, she grabbed it and she ran back to her seat and she ripped it open. and she was pulling wee dolls and all wee jewellery pieces out of the box, and she just had an absolutely wonderful time. That wee girl, that wee boy there, he found a mouth organ. Did Denny's put a mouth organ in a box? Well, he loved it. And for the next 4 hours, you couldn't hear nothing but that mouth organ. So thank you very much for that. It was great. This is a pastor in Belarus. He's sitting down there helping the children. The kids couldn't open the boxes that were so well wrapped up, and that's good because we've busted and fallen all over the place. There's the children. I hope you recognize one of the boxes that you did, because it would be a big blessing to you. That wee boy, he's blind, and he was sitting. I remember looking at him because my heart just went out to him when I saw him sitting there. All the children were over, and they could see the Christmas tree and all the lights and all the boxes, but this wee boy couldn't see anything, and he didn't know what was going on, and he looked so sad because of that. But see, when he came forward and we gave him this box, he just broke into this beautiful big smile, and he was feeling all around the box, and he was pulling it open, and he couldn't wait. So, ladies, I know that the ladies put a big effort into this, and brothers, you too, thank you so much for being a blessing in the lives of these children. And we're sending, God willing, if we get if the Lord provides the finances, we'll be sending the last one. We'll not be sending any more containers out. At the minute, it's stopping. So God willing, we're hoping to send the last consignment of shoeboxes in for Christmas, probably around about October, November time. So if you would like to do any more, we would only be delighted to take them off you and to put them into the hands of the children again. So I hope you enjoyed seeing the children. In Belarus at the same time as working with the children, I remember 12 years ago we got in touch with that little orphanage. And the first time that we went into that orphanage, the director says, "Will you help us?" I said, "Yes, will you let me preach the gospel to the children?" And she says, "No." And you know something? The devil tempts you to walk away. See, whenever you're told, "No, you're not preaching the gospel here," the devil tempts you, don't bother helping them. Just go away and forget about them. They're not worth it. But they were worth it. And for 6 years, we prayed and we helped them. And, you know, I think this is a warning in some ways, that not to get in God's way, because the director of this place was getting in God's way. And she kept saying, "No, you're not preaching the gospel." And I went in one day and she was no longer there. It was a younger, new director. And she says, "Donald, will you continue to help me?" And I said, "Yes, are you going to let me have a Sunday school?" She said, "Yes." Praise the Lord. The Lord opened the door after 6 years of prayer for this little orphanage. And as well as receiving the great shoe boxes and the new shoes and the new clothing, the gospel is preached in that little orphanage. And it's wonderful to see. So pray for it, because it's been preached in a land that's quite difficult at the minute. Those people that were showing you there, that fella that you just saw there, Andrew, we work among the sick. We find the sick in high-rise flats. We find them out in the villages in little houses. And usually when somebody becomes sick, their partner walks out on them and they're left on their own. That young fella there, he was stabbed in the back by a gang and they cut his spinal cord so he could no longer walk. But, you know, this led him to the Lord Jesus Christ. As he lay in bed, he started to read the Bible, and the Lord saved him. But he can't get to church because he lives 7 floors up with no elevator. You know, they build these high-rise flats with no elevators in them. So there's no thought goes into sick people or invalids who are living within these places. So we go up and we carry Andrew down the 7 floors, and we get him into church. And you know something? He just loves to be in the house of God. Brothers and sisters, it's a privilege to be here tonight. It's a privilege to be in God's house anytime. You know, we take it for granted because hopefully we're well and health and strength and so on. But for people who are not, you know, you don't miss something until you haven't got it any longer. Is that right? Until it's taken away, then you start to miss it. So, brothers and sisters, take full advantage of getting along to God's house, because this is where the blessing is. This is where we come to worship God and to hear the word of God. There's people out there who can't make it along because they're ill, and that young fellow's one. But we go along and we carry Andrew down and we carry him into church. That lady there, this was just a first meeting with her, and we had never met her before. She's two handicapped, physically and mentally handicapped boys about 16, 17 years of age. That's one there. He's just not so bad. But when we saw this lady at first, this lady just looked as though she had reached the end. She just looked as though she was ready to take off to the hills and never come back again. That's the sort of look that she had on her. And as we sat talking to her, we just saw the Spirit of God coming upon her and really calming this woman down and settling her down. And it was a tiny little house, just a small hut with a curtain down the middle of it. And all of a sudden we heard this terrible shrieking and screaming coming from the other side of the curtain. And that was the young fellow who was there. He was in a terrible, terrible state, and the conditions were, pathetic. Really, really bad. But we prayed with her. We talked to her about the Lord. And I want you to pray for this family. Humanly speaking, you don't see how God can reach the two sons. But you know something? The mother is there. She needs to be saved. She needs to be reached. I believe that the King of all the earth will do right through people like this here. But for the lady, I want you to pray for her, Roman Catholic lady, that God will come in, break into her life, touch her, and help her, because this lady needs a lot of help with these two boys that she's got. This man here, we met him just about 2 years ago. Sergei lost both his legs in a car accident, and we started supporting him and helping him. You know, we help everybody, so we do, with the intention of seeing them saved. And just at Christmas, when we took the shoeboxes in for the orphans, we went along to meet Sergei, and his wife was running about feeding us and giving us cups of tea and different things like that. And we returned home and I got the call. She had dropped dead. Couldn't believe what we were hearing. This healthy woman, heart stopped, and that was the end of it. Out into a lost eternity she went. And you know, this man here depended on his wife with no legs. He depended on her for everything. He's devastated, unsaved. I want you to pray for him that the Lord will break through in his life and save him. He's a good man, nice man, and I believe that he will be saved. But friends, it shows you how fragile life really is. That one minute we were in with this healthy woman, feeding us, giving us drinks of tea and coffee and different things like that, and all of a sudden, gone. No longer with us. So if you're sitting here tonight and you're not saved, I want you to think about just how fragile life really is. That we're only a heartbeat away from a lost eternity and from hell. It's time to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, friend. You don't want to be passing out into eternity, especially out into a lost eternity. So please pray for the work among the sick. The work among the sick in Belarus is big, and we're seeing wonderful, wonderful blessings. We met one family 6 years ago, and the father says to me, "There's no God. Don't be talking to me about God. There is no God." He said, "If there's a God, why is my only child lying dying like this?" Today, the man has said, "There is no God," enjoys household salvation. God has saved this man's family and brought them into the kingdom. So, brothers and sisters, please pray for this work that's going on in Belarus at the minute. And this is the last one. I just want to leave this one with you. For about 12 years, we prayed that God would open the door. This is an underground prison in Belarus. It's the toughest prison in Belarus, apparently. It's political and every other thing that they're taking in here. So we prayed and we prayed and we prayed, but they would never allow a church to come through the doors. They never wanted the gospel to be preached in here. And again, just at Christmas, I got the call from a lady, and she says to me, "Donald, do you believe that God could change the lives of the prisoners in here?" I couldn't believe what she was saying to me. I said, "Absolutely, God can change anyone's life. He changed my life," and I gave her the testimonies of other hardened criminals that God had touched in Ukraine and saved. And she said, "That's amazing. Do you think God could really help this prison?" I said, "You get me the door open." I said, "And we'll get the gospel in there." I said, "And you'll see God going to work in the hearts and in the lives of these hardened criminals." And we went along. We met the governor of the prison, and he has invited us to come. So at the moment, through the Trinitarian Bible Society, we're looking for 1,500 Bibles to put into the hands of the 1,500 prisoners. We have 500 copies of the Word of God in Russian at the moment. So please pray, brothers and sisters. The toothpaste, the soap, the toothbrushes that you've been providing, this is where they're going. As soon as the Lord provides the funds to send a container, they're going to this prison out there in Belarus. Great things are happening. And the Lord is moving in a mighty, mighty way. Sometimes we sit back in Northern Ireland and we think, what's happening? brothers and sisters, come out to Ukraine with me, and you'll see God moving in a mighty way. You'll see souls being saved. You'll see alcoholics being sobered. You'll see drug addicts being cleaned. You'll see prostitutes being saved. You'll see all sorts of people from all walks of life being touched and being changed by the power of God. I'm going to pass on to Sasha now. Sasha's going to just carry on what I've been saying. And I know that you're going to be blessed. I hope you're going to be challenged through this. And at the end of this meeting tonight, my prayer is that you get up on your feet and get back out into the communities here, because there are many people here who need the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many people here, they're so close to a lost eternity, and the Christians are doing absolutely nothing about it. It's not that we don't care, we do care, but how much do we care? And how much do we love the Lord? Do we love him enough to go and tell the people here that Jesus died for them? Brothers and sisters, enjoy this presentation. They're not used to having watches in Ukraine. Time that is.
Я хочу сказать, что Дональд говорит правду.
That's true. Donald has said the very truth.
У нас иногда богослужение проходит 2 часа, 2.5, иногда 3.
The meeting can carry on for 2 or 2.5 and 3 hours in our church.
Поэтому мне нужно следить за
временем. So that thing is might be very helpful for us, the watch.
Переключи.
Brother, can we change it around now to the other presentation? Thanks.
Друзья, я хочу благодарить Господа за то, что Он дает нам возможность иметь эти встречи.
First of all, I would like to start with thanking God for the opportunity to meet you tonight at this church.
И когда мы читаем 44-й псалом, 18-й стих, здесь написано так: «Сделаю имя Твое памятным в род и род, посему все народы будут славить Тебя во веки и веки».
We read in Bible in Psalm 45, verse 17, it says, I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever.
Сегодня, когда я зашел в этот зал, мне стало очень приятно. Я услышал те гимны, которые поем мы в нашей церкви.
Tonight, when I walked into this hall, I was so pleased and I felt at home. Why? Because we were singing the same songs that we sing at our church in Ukraine.
И действительно, все народы прославляют Иисуса Христа.
And that's the truth. All generations, they sing praises to the Lord.
Христос сказал, я создам церковь мою.
Jesus said, I will establish a church and no hell will never devastate that church.
Это международная церковь.
It's a universal church.
Это те, кто от всего сердца поверил в Иисуса Христа и принял Его как своего Спасителя.
The church consists of the people who put all their trust in Christ and accepted Him in their hearts.
Христос, когда возносился на небо к Отцу, Он дал такое повеление и обетование своим ученикам.
When Jesus was going to back to heaven to his Father, he told his disciples,
но вы примете силу, когда сойдет на вас Дух Святой, и будете мне свидетелями, даже до края земли.
But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Когда я оглядываюсь назад, я действительно вижу руку Божию на протяжении всей своей христианской жизни.
When I'm looking back to my life, I can see God's hand upon me that was taking care of for me during all my life.
Многие из вас помнят вот тот период, когда был Советский Союз, это был железный занавес, и была ситуация, ни в Советский Союз невозможно было попасть, ни оттуда выбраться невозможно было.
Many of you remember the times where there was a country like a Soviet Union on the globe, and there was such thing as an Iron Curtain, where there was no information coming outside of the Iron Curtain as well as coming inside.
И мы хорошо помним те моменты, когда мы просто хотели вот так собраться для того, чтобы поклониться Богу, прославить Его.
I remember the times when we are, as believers, were dreaming about the time when we could come together freely, openly, just to sit together, to talk about Christ, to read and to pray together.
Мы собирались в домах, в частных домах, и когда заканчивалось богослужение, пресвитер не говорил, где будет следующее собрание. Потом друг другу на ухо передавали, следующее собрание будет у брата такого-то или у сестры такой-то.
I remember the times when we were gathering in private homes and late night, and we would hold our meetings, and by the end of the meetings there were no announcements made. No one would say loudly where we would meet the next time. And only afterwards, maybe very quietly, maybe along the grapevine, it would be informed where we would meet the next time.
И для того, чтобы собраться, провести богослужение, то вначале приходили братья, выносили всю мебель из дома, проводили богослужение, а потом обратно заносили и ставили на место.
Before each meeting, we would take all the furniture outside of that house, that private home, and then we would all gather, had the meeting, and by the end, we would have to bring all the furniture back and put the beds in place and everything back.
Я хочу сказать, это было трудное время, но Церковь Божья, она росла, Господь прилагал спасать.
Those were very difficult times, but the Church of God was growing that time. God was joining members to His Church at that time.
Это был очень трудный момент, когда дьявол в лице КГБ хотел полностью в нашей стране уничтожить Церковь.
Satan was using KGB, trying to destroy the Christianity totally in our country.
Около 300 человек был такой период, находились в вузах только из круга наших церквей, которые хотели проповедовать Евангелие и были твёрды в этом.
I remember the times when there were in our underground churches, people whom I know, about 300 people were put to prison and sentenced to different sentences.
Многие из этих заключенных были те, кто работал с детками, проводили занятия в воскресных
школах. Many of those who were involved in children's ministry, they were risking to be imprisoned. So, because if the person was active with the children, they would be put themselves to risk.
И те, кто на самом деле хотел посвятить активно свою жизнь Богу, этого человека он должен был понимать, его ожидает тюрьма.
And anyone who was truly, full-heartedly devoted to Christ was ready to go to prison, because everyone would be sentenced within himself. He knew that he was devoting to God, it equals going to prison.
Но я хочу сказать, что благодаря участию многих детей Божьих, благодаря их молитвам, ходатайствам, сегодня Церковь живет, и сегодня Церковь, Бог размножает церквя в нашей стране.
Church in Ukraine went through that period of time thanks to your prayers, to the prayers of many people around the globe, and today this church's prosperity is growing fast and rapidly.
И можно много говорить о том, как Бог провел церковь вот этим тернистым, узким путем и сохранил ее.
I could tell you many stories from the life of the church in the past, how God was covering us with His hand, how God was closing our enemies' eyes, and many times He would spare our lives, but that was the stories from the past.
Это на самом деле удивительный путь Божий.
It's a miraculous way how God brings His church.
Но сегодня мне хочется сказать о жизни церкви в наше время, в наши дни, как Господь распространяет ее пределы.
But I would like so tonight to share with you with the life of the present life of our church.
Поместная церковь, где совершаю я служение, занимается разнообразным служением вот в нашем городе, где мы живем среди людей.
Our local church is involved in many different ministries in our city.
Одно из служений — это помощь тем людям, у которых нет родственников, которые находятся в больнице и нуждаются в постоянном медицинском уходе.
One of those ministries would be helping elderly people who are being sent to hospice to die and who are being left by their families. They are very lonely elderly people.
Мы с вами видели группу друзей, которые посвятили себя на это служение. Это очень сложное служение, потому что это специфическая работа с людьми, которые не могут сами кушать, их надо кормить.
The previous slide showed a group of people who devoted themselves to that ministry. It's not an easy task because it involves working with the people who are very old, and very often we would have to feed them, literally feed them, or take to provide a personal care for them because of the shortage of the hospice staff.
Вот мы с вами видим брата, который дает журнал «Вера и жизнь». И он не только помогает этому человеку физически, он несет ему духовную пищу, которая дает ему надежду на спасение.
Along with bringing some food and some nice things of personal care items, we are bringing people to Christian literature as well. This particular man, he's sharing a Christian magazine with the elderly person, and the magazine is called Faith and Life. And we are literally trying to bring faith and hope in their lives.
За последние три года, примерно 2-3 года, больше 150 человек, которые отошли в вечность, но они приняли Иисуса Христа.
We were surprised to know and to realize that during last 2 and 2.5 years of this ministry, there was about 150 people turning to Christ and leaving this earth. We were happy to say them farewell, and we know that they are waiting us there in heaven.
Когда приходишь туда и разговариваешь с человеком, неуверенным в спасении, эти люди боятся говорить о вечности, они боятся говорить о том, что им придется умереть.
Very often when we come to hospice, we meet people who are very sick, and we start to talk to them whether they are prepared to leave this earth, and we could see this fear in their eyes. They are not ready, and they don't want to talk to that.
Когда человек молится молитвой покаяния, принимает Христа в свое сердце, он говорит: я уже хочу отойти к Иисусу.
But so many times it happened when the person would invite Jesus in their hearts and be saved from their sins. Their attitude changes, their face changes, their bright eyes, and they're saying, we want to leave this earth. We don't want to suffer here anymore. We are ready to go.
И вот эта разница в понимании спасения, она очень очевидна у таких людей.
It's wonderful to see such a huge difference, and it's a blessing for us to be a part of their ministry.
И мы увидели, насколько важно вот это служение среди тех людей, которые находятся в этих больницах.
We believe that this ministry is of a vital importance for those along the people who are lonely, who are left on their own in the hospitals.
И вот эта помощь, которую Господь через своих детей оказывает, она очень помогает людям принять Иисуса Христа как Спасителя.
And the small things that we bring, and the small ways how we can express our love, bring the person outside for the breath of fresh air, or to bring them fruit, it tells them volumes, and it opens their hearts, and then they can accept the good news or good news of Christ.
Прошлая зима в нашей стране была очень суровая.
There was a very severe winter in Ukraine last winter.
Морозы опускались до 40 градусов минус.
Sometimes we had as lower as minus 40.
И когда в новостях мы услышали, что несколько человек замерзло на улице, не имея крова, в церкви появилась группа друзей, которые хотели, чтобы где-то помогать этим бездомным, кормить их.
And then from the media we learned there were people found on the streets in Kharkov, frozen to death. because they're homeless people and they had nowhere to go in such a cold temperature. So the people in our church gathered together and we thought and we were talking, how could we help? And there was a group of people came forth and said, like, we want to get involved in this ministry. We want to do something about it.
Когда друзья начали варить горячий борщ, горячий чай и вывозить в людные места, то их всегда окружали толпы этих бездомных.
So we decided we would make a hot lunch, hot, a big pot of hot borscht or soup, and another big huge pot of hot tea, and bring it outside to the streets to feed those people, so those people would have at least one hot meal a day.
Этот молодой человек на костылях, он отморозил себе ноги и уже не может нормально ходить.
The very first time we came outside in the streets of that area, we were very quickly surrounded by the people who were pushing in and out, and a big crowd of very hungry, cold men. One of those men is the man that you see on the slide. He lost his ability to work due to the infection, due to the frost. He frost off his legs. It's the proper way to say.
Когда мы привезли кушать, нас окружила огромная толпа, но благодаря этому человеку он навел порядок, и мы смогли постоянно потом упорядоченно раздавать эту пищу.
This man came of a great help among the mess that happened when we brought the meal, because there were so many people, they were pushing in, there was no order. But this particular man, he appeared from nowhere, he knew how to talk to such men, he knew how to order them, so he was very straight, he put everyone in queue, and he was keeping an eye on everyone, so no one would jump the queue, no one would be pushing in, and he was a great help for us.
В основном этим служением занимаются молодые люди. И это служение, оно очень сильно ободрило их.
The youth from our church is mainly who the people who are involved in this ministry. And I, as a pastor, saw the change in the young people's attitude when they literally, personally, were outside in the streets helping to those who are down and out.
Мы на переднем плане видим две женщины и мужчина, которые на сегодняшний день, благодаря вот этим встречам, постоянно посещают одну из церквей
With
города.
With some of those people, we still keep in touch, we still keep the contacts. And this particular family of men and two women, you can see, they became a regular visitors of one of the local churches of our city through that ministry.
И слова, которые мы находим на страницах Священного Писания, чтобы мы с голодным разделили свой хлеб, они сегодня имеют духовную силу в спасении погибающих душ.
Bible teaches us that we should share our bread with those who are in need. And these words are true to us today. And not just physical bread, but this spiritual bread, we should share it with those who are in need.
Несколько лет назад мне позвонил один служитель, он является пастором в реабилитационном центре среди наркоманов, и говорит, слушай, тебя приглашают в небольшой город от Харькова, возле Харькова, примерно в 20 километрах, чтобы ты посетил там нескольких ищущих Бога людей.
A few years ago, I was invited by one of the ministers who leads the ministry in a rehabilitation center for drug addicts and alcoholic addicts. And that man said to me that I'm invited to the small town outside of our city that is located about roughly 20 kilometers away. And I'm invited to visit one of the families there.
Для меня это было неожиданно, но я решил поехать.
It was very unexpected invitation for me, but I decided to take it.
И я попал в дом к этим молодым людям.
So I came to the house or to this family.
Их было еще, с ними была еще одна женщина. Они читали Библию, и они хотели, чтобы кто-то им объяснил.
There were two of them and another woman, another mom. And they were reading Bible, and they wanted someone to come to explain it to them.
Когда я ближе с ними познакомился, я понял, что у этих молодых людей и у той женщины дети наркоманы.
When I learned more about these families, I learned that both these families have united because of the same tragedy. Their children were lost to drugs.
И за время, пока они находились в реабилитационном центре, Господь изменил их сердца.
And those families were fighting to try to win their children from the drug addiction. So the kids, the young guys, were going through the rehabilitation center, rehabilitation process, while these families were trying to gather around the Bible, around the Word of God. And during that period of time, God has changed their hearts.
Господь благословил эти встречи, и в этом городе очень быстро сформировалась хорошая группа глубоко верующих родителей, у которых дети были наркоманы, и которые по возвращению присоединялись уже к этой группе.
Very, very quickly, that small group of Bible seekers grew up in the large numbers, and very soon parents would got saved, and the young men, young sons were returning from a rehab center, and there were local churches established.
На заднем плане мы видим молодого человека, которого зовут Игорь, бывшего наркомана. Но сегодня и он, и его жена члены церкви и глубоко верующие люди.
That young man's name is Igor. He's a former drug addict. Today he and his wife are members of the church. They are saved by grace of God.
Когда он начал посещать нашу группу, я ему сказал, что и он покаялся, я ему сказал, что он не должен жить с девушкой, с которой просто они сошлись и жили.
I remember I was amazed to see the fruits of his coming to Christ, because when he first came to Christ, he was living in relationship with a girl, and when he learned that this is not right to be with, in relationship with a person outside the marriage, he was willing to stop that relationship just in order to live the holy life.
Мне пришлось с ними двумя читать эту тему, чему Библия учит, как правильно нужно жить. И они согласились.
I remember we were sitting down together reading Bible and seeing that the Word of God was teaching, and he agreed with that.
Совсем несколько месяцев назад у них была свадьба.
I'm happy to say tonight that that girl was saved as well eventually, and a few months ago I was present at their wedding.
И сегодня они вдвойне счастливы. Первое, потому что они дети Божьи, и второе, потому что у них полноценная, нормальная семья.
So today they are double lucky or double happy, dual happiness. First of all, because they are kids of God, they are children of God, and secondly, because they have a proper family now. They are reunited again in Christ and in marriage union.
Мы видим молодого человека Артема, который в прошлом был тоже наркоман.
This young man's name is Artem. He's a former drug addict as well.
Он тоже прошел реабилитационное
he
лечение.
He went through the rehabilitation process.
Закончил библейский институт.
He went through the Bible college.
И сегодня он является пастором этой церкви, диаконом этой церкви.
And today he's a deacon of that new church.
Мы видим на этой картине, как в этом городе Чугуеве проповедуется Евангелие.
Here we see the slides where they show how they bring the gospel on the street of their hometown Чугуев.
Перед нами в основном матеря тех, у кого были дети наркоманы.
Here we see seven women, moms of those former drug addicts.
На сегодня это те люди, которые счастливы, потому что они спасены и потому что их дети спасены.
And today they are both, or they all very happy because they are saved and because their children are saved. Saved from a drug addiction, saved from a sin.
Одно из служений этой новой церкви, на сегодня это поместная самостоятельная церковь, это служение среди наркоманов, среди людей, которые поражены.
Probably it's no wonder to know that the main field for evangelism for that church is the field where the drug addict among the drug addictions.
История этого человека, которого зовут Борис, она очень трагична, потому что он рос в христианской семье, знал Бога, но потом был поражен этим грехом.
This young man is his life story is very tragical because his grandmom brought him up as a Christian, and as a small boy he was brought up in a Sunday school. But when he became a teenager, his uncle introduced him to drugs, and he was lost with the drug addiction.
Но на сегодняшний день Господь влечет его, и он постоянно начал ходить на собрания, и он хочет, чтобы действительно свою дальнейшую жизнь связать с Господом и служить Ему среди вот таких людей, которые зависимы.
But God in His mercy has saved him, and nowadays he wants to join the church as a church member, and he wants to devote all his life for the ministry to God.
Это те буклеты, которые распространяют ребята вот в том районе,
this
где
would
они
be that literature that the young man is spreading out in that area.
Это часть молодых людей, бывших наркоманов, которые сегодня служат Господу от всего сердца.
Most of these young men that you see on this slide, they were lost to drugs in the past. Today they're on the streets of their town, trying to win more people for Christ.
Еще одно служение, которым занимается наша молодежь, это евангелизационные поездки по области нашего города.
Another type of ministry that we are trying to involve as a church is evangelical trips around the villages surrounding our city.
Каждое лето группа молодежи ездит для того, чтобы проводить детские христианские лагеря.
Every Sunday, every summer, young people from our church organize these trips to do children's evangelism around in the villages around.
Мы организовываем эти лагеря, по возможности кормим детей, потому что социальный уровень в селах намного ниже, чем в городе.
Social level of village life is much lower than that of a city life. So we are trying to not just to teach children Bible lessons, but also literally to feed them.
Потом, после того, как мы проводим детские лагеря во второй половине дня, мы стараемся помочь жителям сел.
So in the morning we would be very active with children work, and in the afternoon we are trying to help those elderly people who live in the villages. Just help them with their everyday course, maybe in fixing their fence or doing just helping them.
И вечером мы собираем жителей сел для того, чтобы проповедовать Евангелие.
And in the evening, during the afternoon, we would try to contact them and in the conversations and invite them for the evening service. And in the evening, we would do like evangelical meeting on the streets of that village.
И я хочу сказать, что в некоторых селах, где мы проповедовали, уже организованы новые церкви.
And in some villages where we were, there were groups of people left behind. Those who would meet to study Bible, to meet together, and there are small local churches that are being planted there.
Когда Иисус Христос жил на земле, кто-то о нем сказал: «Пойдите и посмотрите, не он ли Христос?»
There was once one person who said about Jesus, "Go and see, isn't he the Christ, the Messiah?"
Еще одно для нас новое направление в евангелизации это показ мировых шедевров, картин, которые повествуют о жизни Иисуса Христа.
And another way we learned is a very good way for evangelism. It's a mini exhibitions on the streets of our city of the copies of the paintings of the world-known artists.
Одна из картин повествует события, когда к Иисусу Христу подошел фарисей, показывает ему динарий и говорит: позволительно ли подать давать подать кесарю?
One of these copies of one of these pictures tells the Pharisee who holds up the coin and asks Jesus, are we allowed or shall we give taxes to Caesar?
Я скажу, что и в вашей стране, и в нашей стране мы как граждане стараемся очень своевременно, очень пунктуально отдать то, что должно для
You are as a good citizens of your country, and us as a good citizens of our country, we are trying to pay taxes in time. We are trying to give what should be given to Caesar.
Я когда-то задал себе вопрос: Господи, все ли я отдаю то, что я должен тебе отдать?
And by one at one stage, I asked myself a question: Lord, Am I giving everything that I should give to you? Everything, I'm trying to give everything to this world that should be given. But what about you?
И я себе задал вопрос, все ли сердце мое принадлежит моему Господу?
Am I, do I belong to God wholeheartedly? Is all my heart given away to Him?
И этот вопрос заставил некоторые жизненные ситуации пересмотреть.
That question was very helpful for me.
Сегодня я думаю, что этот вопрос не менее актуален для всех детей Божьих.
I think this question applies to all children of God today.
Вот этот показ картин, он действительно заставляет людей остановиться и смотреть не только как на картины, как на искусство, а как на духовное значение, в котором, которое влияет на души человека и даже на сердца христиан.
Through these pictures, we were able to make many contacts to bring the people. When people go by and see the pictures, they stop by, they wondering what is this about, and they are spreading into the conversation, and they are learning the meaning of the picture, and turning to the gospel, point that the story behind this painting.
Мы в этом году пригласили одну музыкальную группу, которая участвовала с нами в показе картин.
This year we invited a musical group that would make a joyful noise on the streets of our city to bring more, to drag more attention, to bring more people to the area while there were pictures on the street.
И девизом этого служения мы взяли два слова: надежда есть.
So there was a like a slogan for that meeting: the hope exists. There is a hope.
И действительно, надежда есть для верующих и для неверующих.
And it is true. There is a hope for all people on earth.
Когда-то греки искали видеть Иисуса, и они говорили: нам хочется видеть Иисуса.
At some time we read in New Testament, there were people who came to Jesus' disciples and said, we want to see Jesus.
Сегодня на нас с вами, на детях Божьих, лежит ответственность показать нашим близким, родным, соседям, сотрудникам на работе живого Иисуса.
And we are responsible today to show to those who are around us, those people who are neighbors, people whom we are meeting at work, at school, on the streets, everywhere, they want to see Jesus. And we are responsible for showing Jesus.
И я хочу сказать, евангелизация всегда принимается легче и быстрее тогда, когда есть участие наше в жизни тех, кому мы говорим.
And people are willing to accept the gospel when they see the true interest of us in their lives. When we are not just giving them track and turning our back, but when we are take sincere interest in what they are going through.
Слова Иисуса Христа, которыми он обратился к своим ученикам, однажды звучали так. Его окружало множество людей, и он своим ученикам говорит: вы дайте им есть.
At some point Jesus was surrounded by a big crowd of people, and he said to his disciples, you give them food, you feed them.
Вы дайте, и они дали. Они использовали силу Божью для того, чтобы накормить тысячи людей.
And that point, disciples were distributing that God has provided. And there was a strength or power of God in action in that moment. And disciples were just giving what God has given to them.
Сегодня Господь хочет, чтобы мы с вами были действенными Его учениками.
I believe that today God wants that every one of us would be that disciple in action, spreading the power of His and His work.
И пусть Господь благословит действительно, чтобы наше служение, наши молитвы, наше посвящение Богу, оно все было во славу Иисусу Христу.
And I would like to leave with you today that this our prayers, our devotions, our ministry, it would all be for the glory of Jesus Christ.
Я очень благодарен Господу за то, что сегодня могу вместе с вами прославлять Его.
I'm very thankful to the Lord for this opportunity to come to join with you in this praise of His.
Может быть, в чем-то сердце появилось желание посвятить свою жизнь Господу.
And maybe in someone's heart, there was that very quiet knock of Jesus to devote your life to Him.
Сегодня это важный призыв для детей Божьих.
It's not only for non-Christians, it's for us Christians as well.
И пусть Господь благословит, чтобы каждый из нас, когда мы встретимся с Ним, были принесли добрые плоды, которые прославят нашего Господа.
Please do answer to that knock if you feel and if you can hear that Jesus knocking to your heart. And my wish is so that every one of us, when we come to meet with the Lord, would bring those fruits of our ministry, of our life here on earth.
Может быть, здесь находятся те, кто стоит в стороне. Помните притчу о тех людях, которых нанимали на работу?
Or maybe there were some people who are still aside. They are not on a pathway to heaven yet.
Сегодня еще то время, когда нашему Господу нужны труженики.
And you know, there is still a time for you. It's a time when our Lord still needs His workers. You can join.
Пусть Господь благословит, чтобы никто не остался в стороне праздно стоять.
May God bless that no one of us, none of us would ever be left aside, standing idle and doing nothing for the Lord.
Для славы нашего Господа
All
Иисуса
for the
Христа.
Glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I trust that the Lord has blessed you tonight. It's amazing when you meet believers from all different parts of the world, and yet they have the same message that Jesus saves and His blood makes us whiter than snow. And it's encouraging even from our brother's ministry for him to say that some of the people that they had been working in the hospice with and got saved, that they hope to meet with them in heaven. That's an encouragement to all of us. And I trust this meeting has been a blessing to your soul. I trust that God's word is speaking to your heart. We're just going to close our service now in a word of prayer. Can I remind you that you are welcome to stay for some light refreshments and indeed for a time of fellowship, and do feel free to speak to some of our brothers here and ask them some questions. We've got a very good interpreter there who should be able to interpret for us. We'll just close in a word of prayer. Let's ask the Lord's blessing on our proceedings tonight. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you even for answered prayer in our service tonight. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your blessing upon the testimonies that we've listened to of the work of God that's going on the other side of the world, the same message that we're seeking to preach here in Coleraine is being preached in Belarus and the Ukraine and the Philippines and Papua New Guinea and Australia, right across the world, because thou art the Lord God who changes not, and thy word is a living word and a true word. Lord, bless it to our hearts tonight. Father, we have been challenged even through our brother Sasha here and his ministry to us. We've been challenged to serve you out of a full heart and to seek to be witnesses for you in the places where we live and work and meet other people. Father, for those of us in this service tonight who are saved, we pray, Lord, that we'll take up that challenge. That, Lord, we will serve you out of a full heart. That, oh God, you'll take away all the idols and the things that would take the place of God in our hearts. Lord, you'll remove them and help us to serve you because of what Christ has done for us. Father, we pray for those in our service tonight who are not saved. Boys and girls, young people, adults that are in our service, and they've listened carefully and they understand what they've heard. Lord, we pray that tonight you will speak to them and draw them to yourself by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, may no one leave this service tonight outside of Jesus Christ. Save everyone in our service tonight that's not saved, we pray. Accept our thanks for the good things that have been provided. We thank you, Lord, that we have food, we have water. We thank you for these blessings. Help us, Lord, indeed to enjoy a time of fellowship, but to glorify your name in all things. We pray for those who are leaving and travelling home. We ask for journeying mercies, for your hand of grace and love to be upon each one that's here and their families. Unite their families in Jesus Christ, we pray. and take everyone to their home in safety. For we ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.